Maybe at OnlyFans University they could have that.
There you go. Yeah.
I really think that's a good idea. Like, because no one wants to go to Khan Academy. People like having things read to them.
True.
No one is going to be a self-starter.
No, people, you know, listen to audiobooks and people, yeah, exactly. It's just, it's kind of relaxing.
If you send the country's teenage boys to OnlyFans University, we will have the smartest workforce on the planet in history in 3 years. If you sent 15, I'm going to say.
And the buffest on one side.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you sent every 15-year-old boy in America to OnlyFans University,
right,
we would be terraforming Mars in 10 years.
Mm.
And hunger would not exist.
Mm.
That is my prediction to you.
Okay.
And carpal tunnel would be the leading cause of death.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fetish says, tell your wife or girlfriend, not a wife or girlfriend inventions here, because of quarantine, probably. Fetish, tell your wife or girlfriend you found an amazing app that can translate what your dog is saying, but all it is a text-to-speech software designed to repeat things, such as... Here we go. Such as, you stink. Do I smell pizza? Moo moo. Oh, hey, it's fat flab-ass Magoo, etc.
Wow.
When it senses the dog making noise... It'll either give her an eating disorder or cause her to hate the dog and get rid of it.
So.
And win, really.
That's funny. I mean, we could work on the content, but I like the idea.
You know, I think this is pretty good. Think you could do better than Moo Moo?
Well, no, Moo Moo's funny.
Okay.
Works on two levels.
Do I smell pizza?
It'll confuse her because she thought dogs went woof woof. So now she's going to have to check a reference. And then also, she could take it personally.
I don't think Do I Smell Pizza is good, because then she's going to eat pizza.
Yeah.
This should have like an Al Bundy voice, too. That's fat, flab-ass Magoo. Yeah.
Moo-moo.
What's a dog Al Bundy joke?
I don't know.
If I was your size and chase my tail, I'd have a heart attack.
Yeah,
I'd run around the world. Yeah, it's in there. Ryan Rendon, solution. Big titty girls at stop signs. No one would ever miss a stop sign.
You're
again.
Right. That's another good one.
That stupid red octagon.
Yeah.
Done with it.
Yeah.
I don't care. That's the ad blocker logo. Don't care about it. I don't want to block any ads on the street. No thanks.
Everybody would start talking.
About the tits?
No, they would just talk to the girl.
The stop sign?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's just like a picture, but they would still probably talk to it.
Mm,
just put tits on the stop sign. Put tits on everything. Dos abogados. Why doesn't that guy just have a big pair of tits?
You would definitely spend more eye time on the sign, right?
Yeah.
On the back of the bus.
Yeah.
That's where that guy is.
These guys in advertising are women, for God's sakes, who just don't understand people at all. All
sex
we want
to sells, man. Like, that's the
just
oldest
see
adage in the...
Big set of tits.
Yeah.
What do you got? Life insurance? Throw a big set of tits on
it. Right. Shaq doing insurance commercials for the General. Put tits on both of them.
Put tits on both of them.
General tits and, yeah.
Hey, Shaq. Nice tits, General.
Big tits, yeah.
That's obvious.
Duh.
Duh. We should open an ad agency.
Yeah.
Just do whatever you got.
Right.
What are you trying to sell? We'll sell poison. We're so good, we'll sell poison.
Right.
Better, none of those dumb slogans like, you will sell ketchup popsicles to an Eskimo. Or whatever.
Yeah, that's...
Up a bull's ass. No stupid slogans. Yeah, just
it's perfect.
Come check out our ad agency.
Yeah.
Tits ad agency. We'll sell poison.
Perfect. And they'll be like, these guys got to be good.
Wow.
How do you sell poison? You would have enough trouble just giving it away.
Yeah. We're going to sell
poison.
People are
actually going to pay money for poison.
Wow, these guys
are top notch.
Sell ketchup popsicle.
These guys are tits.
Exactly. We're tits.
Yeah.
That's the name of our ad agency.
We're tits.
We'll sell we could sell poison.
Right.
You'll
go tits up for our poison.
Better
see?
We'll definitely stop
copywriting.
Women will stop too, he says. Yes, because they are all lesbians. Fox Gibson, a road rage gun invention.
Mm.
It's like laser tag gun for your car. You record a message and then shoot it at the car, pissing you off. I think this is maybe a invention for white people. Thereby getting the frustration out, because black people get shot if they try to do this. That's what I was saying. nothing else. Thereby getting frustration out with the joy of shooting a gun loaded with hate. They'll get notified that they're doing something wrong, but can opt to hear a message. Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
That gun just reminded me that as soon as I got the gun, the water gun, the mockingbird went away.
Oh, really?
I haven't heard it since the day that it came in. It's insane.
You want it back now so you can get revenge.
I do. It's gone. Totally gone.
That's too bad.
I let it drive. It drove me crazy over time till I finally did something about it. And then it's like, later.
Man, has anybody ever recorded
a cocksucking bird?
Has anybody ever recorded a bird and like just put it outside of someone's house as revenge?
That's pretty funny.
Like a solar paneled bird annoying machine that just squeaked at 3 a.m. or
it's funny.
Man, I'm going to do that to those neighbors with the dog that barks.
Mm-hmm.
Put in their garage or something. What the hell is that?
Yeah, well, get a coyote yip and howl and shit like that.
Yeah. Got those, though. Yeah.
Well, true, but not outside your bedroom window, you don't. Michael, not a pack of them killing a cat.
Michael Love, the greatest solution in the universe is an identical doppelganger for your girlfriend that appears every time she complains and whines about not wanting to do something like get out of bed. Wow. Then you talk to and interact with the doppelganger and ignore the real one until she's too jealous not to just comply with the situation at hand. For example, do we really have to leave at 9 a.m. or simply, I can't park there, I'm scared.
Okay.
Can you park the car? No, I'm too scared. I'm afraid I'm too scared to park the car.
Parallel parking.
You're going to have to do it.
I think my blood pressure is up right now. Because, this may sound like a brag, but I'm very good at it.
Yeah.
And it's like...
What do you mean, that's a brag.
Yeah, I don't understand how people just miss on the spatial awareness by, like, I don't know, 15 feet.
Yeah.
Women. Oh, I can't get in there. I can't get in there. You have 15 extra feet. You literally have 15 extra feet. I could put a trailer in there.
Yeah. You're good at space, though. Like, I think you could fly a drone around a parking
Maybe.
Garage. You're
yeah.
so good at it. You could do the Flugtag, that plane race, you know?
Mm.
Luke Holiday.
Oh, motherfucker, there's a bird that says hi, Sean, on it. Johnson Very bird. Good. Very good. Shoot you.
Luke Holiday says, a napkin with an adhesive backing that you can stick to your pant leg for when you're eating a whole rotisserie chicken and also using your computer. So you have a napkin. You're so lazy that instead of having a napkin in your lap or tucked into your shirt, you would like to have a sticky napkin that sticks onto the side of your leg so that you can just wipe your hands on the sides of your legs.
We've all wanted to do that.
Miss a beat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a real satisfying feeling. Put on a pair of scrubs, like get some cheap hospital scrubs and lay into some ribs and just, I'm just wiping them on my pants.
That's the thing. I mean,
yeah, perfect.
If you're eating ribs or something that's really, that's really messy and sticky, like you need a cloth napkin with like some kind of a grease cutter on it. That's always when it's satisfying. You're like, oh yeah, I'm really fucking really getting in there.
In there. It's like a shop towel.
Yeah.
This steak, this rib place has shop towels. For napkins, it is satisfying to wipe it on your pants. That's a good suggestion, sir. Good invention.
Got a pretty good ratio tonight
of good ones to not crummy ones.
Yeah,
good ones to crummy ones. Yeah, you're right. Sam Hillier, a dating service for desperate men who constantly complain about wanting a relationship, but make the date as obnoxious as possible, so it will put them off of dating.
Mm-hmm.
What about a dating service that just that hooks you up with mostly guys, and then randomly a woman? So you go out to dinner and it's like, fuck, it's another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Great. What are you gonna do? Just go home? You already drove out there.
You always hope that the next one will be the leap home.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Quantum leap dating app.
Yeah.
Just put in your preferences and it hooks you up
with Al.
With Al.
Borland.
You hang out. Maybe you are gay. Maybe you would have a good time. Maybe you'd hit it off and be gay together.
If you see it enough, yeah, you get desensitized to it. Oh, I'm on a date with another guy.
And then you show up and it's a woman one time. You don't get all like, flustered. Yeah. You're just like, oh, great. Is this another right. person I'm hanging out with and doing this with?
Right.
It's too much pressure dating. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you should date other men.
Yeah, okay.
That's the ultimate pickup artist tip for you. Anthony Charles Cordero, a liquor limiter machine. It measures how...
You're out.
Yeah, I don't want to...
I hear liquor and limiter in the same... The hell is wrong with you? Get
maybe
off.
A liquor unlimited machine.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It measures how drunk you are, so when you drink past your hangover limit, it weakens your drinks. I think I brought that in.
That's not bad because you get drunk, you'll just... You won't really know. At some point, you lose your taste a little bit, I think.
Man, I'm telling you, like an automatic bartender where you just had to blow across it so it could get your blood alcohol content and then make your drink accordingly would be fucking amazing. Like a cue, you go up there, RFID, it knows you. Yeah. It knows how drunk you get, blow into it, and it produces like a whatever mix is.
But like...
10% alcohol, 5% alcohol, percent alcohol.
But honestly, like if you like to drink, like you wouldn't get drunk enough to enjoy it.
What do you mean?
I mean, like the legal limit.
Well, you could crank it up a little bit.
Okay. Oh, so you can.
Yeah.
You can see how dangerous you want to get to that.
Black out. Wah. Well, override.
At some point, it would have to, before you get alcohol poisoning.
Like, I'm gonna fuck this fat chick.
You can't be going I want a 0.32. You know, it's like no. You might die. Let's not be doing that.
Yeah, but close. Take some shots in the bathroom, then, in that case.
There you go.
Get your sober buddy and go up and blow on it.
Right, right. Yeah.
Christian...
Rife for loopholes.
Jakubowicz, a machine that kicks the next person in the balls that decides to put, if this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911 in their message.
Yep.
You think anybody has ever... This is an emergency.
No, I
thought I was just supposed to call... my doctor or my dentist, and this was happening. If half of my head was cut off, you're supposed to call 911? Honey, did you know about this? About this? It's only been broadcast every day of our fucking lives.
So
and is in every,
it
is
it has to be illegal. It has to be a legal thing. Lawyers have to be the only reason why every medical facility you call of any kind
even
says
that. Even non-medicals. Theaters say it. If you listen all the way to the end, today's show, if you listen all the way, they'll go, if this is an emergency, please dial 911. Please hang up and dial 911.
Yeah.
Oh, hang up? Oh, shit. I just was punching the numbers in while I was still on the fucking call.
I thought the dispatcher was weird. It was telling me about a new movie starring...
God damn. You think that's a lawyer's thing? If this is a real emergency...
I do. But I think it has to be.
How do you even... I don't even know how to call a doctor. Like, if I have my foot cut off, I don't know how you end up...
You have to search online. Nobody knows their doctor's number.
On Yelp?
No, I mean...
But that message has existed since
the 80s.
A doctor
or your doctor?
I don't have a doctor. Any doctor.
Yeah, right.
I don't know when the last time I went to the doctor is.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm paying any fucking medical insurance at all, to be honest. I already stole that one. Let's see here. John Crow, a device that gets rid of whatever gives you the shits in your food. Put it in my food. Extra shit that up, man.
Okay.
Whoa, man, you'll have some real big shits.
Whatever
with this
gives
meal.
You the shits.
The shits meal at Carl's Jr. Awesome.
I mean, but what if you love what, you know, sometimes it's an unfortunate byproduct of like eating food you really like. I mean,
yeah, I agree with you. Let me see this. Wong Erickson, a green screen mask, so you can digital blackface in real life.
Oh
wow! So you put a mask on that's green screen.
That's George's next bit.
You put a mask on, a green screen mask, and then your buddy wears glasses, and the glasses like put a blackface on him.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna stop that one, Sean. Gonna have a bunch of guys going around with green face, painting their face green, and then you have glasses on that augment your reality.
Yeah.
And turn it into blackface. Or whatever kind of face, but always mostly blackface.
I see.
Pretty good disruptive invention, Eric. oh my God, I didn't even do Twitter's. Let's see if Twitter has any good one.
Oh yeah. Twitter's inventions?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. As long as people are using it for something productive.
They are.
Good.
Danknet, the machine from Total Recall, but instead of implanting false memories of you, it implants false memories of you buying something online without you actually spending money on it.
Hmm.
Let me think about that.
Hmm? Well, does it, then why aren't you looking for it, thinking you have it?
No, people get drunk and just buy shit on Amazon all the time. And then they don't
Yeah, but then you mean you think you forget about it by the time it should arrive?
Yeah. I think you could probably go the rest of your life and buy only like three or four things.
Probably true.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe.
Somebody put that to the test. A real Moa, a
but
growth...
But buy that shirt when you realize that you need to buy more than three or four things the rest of your life. Make real, that the fourth.
A shirt?
No, your the shirt. Yeah.
The suicide
I'm
shirt.
I'm done, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Real Moa says a Grover sex doll-based economy.
I want to talk to that guy.
I know. That poor... The dickhead got kicked out of his group for even asking. I don't know why. I don't even want to make fun of him.
No, we never do. People always think we're going to shit on somebody, but it's just, it's too interesting to talk to them when it's something that's so far out of what most people relate to.
How are you gonna make fun of a guy who fucks, I fuck women.
Like the diaper.
I mean, that's grosser than Grover. That's grosser than stuffed Grovers.
What are you going to catch from Grover?
Grover going to get period blood all over your dick? I don't think so. Maybe Super Grover.
Huh.
I don't know why they... what is to make fun of?
I don't know. It's just... Those things are always interesting. The diaper guy?
Yeah, he was great.
That's... I don't know. We have a good enough track record of those people calling in that shows we don't shit on them.
People are just always picking on us. That's why. It's because of other people. They're ashamed to be associated with such a man. So they try to blame us. Like, we're going to pick on him or we're going to be disrespectful to him because they are themselves ashamed of their association, and we would never be ashamed of any association with anyone, no matter how fucked up they are.
I just want to talk to him.
I just want to talk to that guy. I want to give him a Grover. But the guy with the... The guy who makes chainsaw portraits, or the guy who pays people
to... Yeah, with the Wonder Bread and the chainsaw portraits?
He emailed me. He's going to call in this weekend.
Really?
He said it's much more complicated than we thought.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I hope it's super complicated.
And he lives kind of not far from here.
Really?
Funny enough.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Watch out. If you hear a chainsaw, lock the door.
He doesn't afraid. A mount with clothespins attached to stretch out your ball sack so you can get a better shave... On your ball sack, see attached photo. I guess we better look at this.
You sure?
Yeah.
Is this wise? Do we want to see a stretched out ball sack?
I don't know.
Of course, you know.
Let's see. Have you ever had a desire to shave your ball sack?
My sack? No.
I never have. Oh, okay. He drew it. I'm still not, I don't know if I can put this up, even a drawing, because he's got the penis head in there.
What kind of a dick is that?
That's an average size penis. What do you mean? It's 0.75 inches. That's the average man's penis. How come we can fake all these COVID numbers, but we can't fake a penis size?
What the hell?
CDC? Average size of a penis, 0.75 inches.
Damn.
Isn't that wild? They just found that out.
0.75 inches.
Could
awesome.
Fake all kinds of stuff, but not the ones that count. Fake all sorts of numbers, inflate all sorts of deaths, but not where it matters. All right, let's do some voicemails. Then we'll watch Banana Docs.
Oh, you want to do voicemails first?
We can watch Banana Docs. You want to watch Banana Docs?
Yeah, what the hell?
Let's do it.
I don't know. It depends on how...
You're right.
Depends on how many voicemails you want to get.
Let's watch Banana Docs. This is Stephen Salvatore.
With a PH, so it could be either one.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a lot of juicy gems for us. Tums has a bunch, too. What the hell? Get out of here, download helper. Oh, look at all these juicy gems. I think last time we watched Oxmad.
It looks like there's Oxmad on there, too. Or is this your Dropbox? Right?
Yeah, this is in my Dropbox.
How often is he doing this?
Constantly. He is really doing it constantly. I think it's the only thing he has.
He's got a... He's talking to inanimate objects at his house. I know he is. He's walking around like he has a Wilson. There's definitely a Wilson in that house.
A Wilson? What do you think it would be? What was Maddox's Wilson be?
Like a computer he's using as a table or something.
Yeah. okay.
He drew like teeth on the, I don't know, whatever fucking drive he has.
And a zip drive. He's got a jazz drive.
He's got a jazz drive.
Hey, Jazzy.
That's an old reference.
Hey, Jazzy. Another rough day for me, Jazzy. He's laying on his couch. It's all crammed in his new apartment. Back from when he had a multi-room apartment that we made fun of.
Yeah.
His couch is all crammed in. Okay, here's Banana Docs.
Is it your mom? Ha! Get it?
He's a banana. He's got his eyes all crammed together close and his mouth, his lips all crammed together close to his eyes on a banana so that's peeled.
Right.
And he's floating in front of a fruit bowl and it says Banana Docs behind it in big balloon letters. And his fruit cups, this is a group of people who've donated to this.
Mm-hmm.
Sex with your mom. That's the joke. Dotamix has put pop rocks in your keyhole.
He's letting his own laugh come through a little.
Give your girlfriend a fun surprise.
I'm so ridiculous.
Oh, no. That sounds terrible. Wonderland says, I'm a girl. I'm your girl, banana. Ooh, Wonderland. There's a big old smooch for you, Wonderland. You're a peach.
Okay. What do you think?
It's so interesting that we're watching someone's descent into madness.
I mean, I do piano streams. There's like 100 people there. Maybe he has 100 people here. I don't know, but I think...
How many are dickheads? I mean...
Probably a lot. I don't see what the future of this is. I don't see the point of it. Like, you got no money, motherfucker. I think you got no job.
The market for fruit-based humor is probably dwindling. I've just never... I mean, Gallagher, you know, that was the heyday.
Yeah.
That was the high point.
Fruit-based
humor. That was the high watermark. Smashing watermelons with a hammer.
And then came VeggieTales. Nobody can compete with that.
Ooh, look at this one. Maybe it's gorgeous... Oh, gorgeous.
Maybe it's the only way he has to talk to anybody.
Desserts.
I think he's just drinking all the time. Like,
sound good, all right? Rhubarb tart. Rhubarb tart. Mm. What is this? Oh, raspberry Moscow mule cake.
A cake?
Looks like someone bust a nut all over the cake.
Oh my God.
Whatever. Let me read some of
the
ads.
Oh, my God.
Toga says some other dude shot poke out of his nose, you dumb.
Oh, my God. When is he just going to turn into Mr. Hanky?
Good question.
And just the banana just be replaced by a fucking big turd that just wants to get high all the time.
I don't know. Get high.
I don't know if this is entertaining to anybody else, but it's just, it's like a car wreck to me. I've got to watch them all.
I mean,
look at all of this shit.
Can they see this though? Are you putting,
I'm broadcasting it. Yeah. If you're watching the video, you can. Well, I guess it's a video, it's video content. That's why I kind of wanted to do voicemails for, maybe that would be smart, but we've already done it. If you want to hear the voicemails, you can skip ahead.
Shit, Donald.
This is called Right Up My Ass.
More lemon. California lemon pound cake. Fuck you. How about I pound this lemon pound cake right up my ass, huh?
He's really just...
Yeah, the grass, it is garbage.
Boy.
What is this?
He is not good on a wire, is he? I mean...
Pound cake! How about I pound it up my ass? I mean, your ass. How about I pound my ass up your ass?
He's the only guy who could, like, walk on a tightrope, like, 2 inches from the ground and instantly snap his neck.
It's like...
I mean, that's how bad that...
He's like... His improv after 10 years of dedicating his life to improv, it still feels like me trying to use a slack wire for the first time. Uh-huh. Step up. Pound cake. He just more like pound my ass. I mean, pound your ass. Pound your ass with my ass.
He just panicked. He just panicked, and all of a sudden the pound cake was up his ass. That's what happened.
Oh, thank you for not killing yourself.
Yeah.
Don't you think that would catch on? Instead of how you doing, no one cares. We got to reimagine how you doing.
Thanks for not killing yourself.
Hey, thanks for not killing yourself. I drove all the way over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank you for not killing yourself.
Right. It's good.
That's my meme.
Is this Buffalo?
What?
Where's Buffalo?
He's drunk.
What? What? What is going? No, I don't like that. Where's Buffalo?
I don't hear any other voices.
Quick, someone tell me where's Buffalo.
You want to know where Buffalo, New York is?
New York is?
Where is it? Where is it? Where is Buffalo? Where is
he's
it?
He's fucking sloshed. He's one drink away from being David Hasselhoff eating a hamburger on the floor.
I don't see it. Where is it? Where the fuck? Did I miss it?
Oh my god.
He was like looking in New York City.
Yeah, I found it.
I think
stupid.
So.
Stupid. He was. He was down a
idiot. Do any of these?
All of them.
All of them, yeah. Okay. I'll do the bananas for. Well, let's just do them in. Let's do Maddox at a jazz club.
Oh boy.
Here we go. Oh, this is an Oxmad cut.
Oh, you. Well.
His name, naming his saloon, it's called the I Only Like Tube-Shaped Food Saloon. That's what they came up with. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll bet.
Bear, cream, conundrum. Okay, there it is. Okay, back to the story. Go ahead and finish up the story real quick. So... anyway, he hung out with this guy, and they had such a good time together. They got dinner together.
I have heard this fucking story that he's telling so many times. Maddox tells...
what is it?
It's this fucking dumb story where this is his big life hack, where he used Craigslist or something to rent a room in Paris from some old fuck.
And this guy?
Yeah, that guy. And it was close to the Louvre. And he tells this story to anyone who will listen, mm-hmm. like a homeless person. Like, this is what happens, and there's no fucking point to it.
Yeah.
But I did a thing.
Yeah.
Talk about crappy children's art.
You know, Maddox had a good time with this guy. And at some point, Maddox said, I want to go to a jazz club. Is there a jazz club around here? And he said, well, sure. There's one right downstairs. So Maddox went downstairs.
Yeah, right downstairs in the alley.
It was beautiful. It was just one of the most beautiful things he'd ever seen. It was a really nice jazz club, and everybody was just playing this amazing.
Any specifics at all?
No.
Oh, it was beautiful. What was beautiful about it?
There was music.
It was nice.
It had chairs.
Real jazzy.
Real tables.
Real nice.
Genuine tables.
You know me, I hate tables. Yeah. Love the tables.
Right. I drank some cognac or, you know.
I drank some liquor.
Or kerosene. I don't know. I can't tell the difference.
No idea.
One's just as good.
Beautiful jazz club.
Yeah.
Really, what era? Ah.
Yeah, you know.
It was amazing. Right. Anything to put us in the story at all, you schmuck? God damn, you've been broadcasting for how many fucking years?
What he fixates on is not interesting to anybody.
You fixated on nothing. I went to a jazz club. It was beautiful.
With a guy wearing a fucking beaver on his head.
Jazz music that he liked.
Oh, yeah.
Maddox at some point.
You know, I went there and listened to the jazz music that I like. What's your favorite jazz music? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do like jazz.
Yeah. Right.
As long as it's in a... classy atmosphere.
Right.
What's classy to you? Whoa, me too. I don't know why that shit bothers me so much.
I should talk to someone.
Like, why are you even doing this then? You have nothing. You have no respect for any of it.
It's not a good story. Like, what's the...
I mean, you can make it. You can do something with it. Here's a bunch of shit. I'm going to make it into a nice sculpture over here. Nothing.
So I said to my weird French fella friend, is there a jazz club around here? He says,
why was that necessary?
Yep. I reckon there he is right downstairs.
Right downstairs.
Now.
Amazing.
It's, yeah, right down that alley. Oh, really? No, keep on going.
Bend
keep
over.
On going. Yeah.
Door's under uh-huh. the box there.
Yeah. Yeah.
God. Talk to somebody. I don't
know what to say about that.
It's a separate person. Oh, hang on. Super duper Steve says butt stuff saloon. Okay, let me add that to the wheel too. Hang on. Butt stuff saloon.
Okay.
Okay. Butt stuff saloon. One of the guys gets up and leaves. Matt. Right. As in this jazz club. He's looking God. Around.
That was the last time I let someone play me like a French horn.
He's a single guy. He's there by himself. He looks over and sees this table with two guys and three girls.
I've heard this fucking part of the story too.
Maddox thinks, all right, I'm going to go over and say hi to these people.
Mm. They don't want
alpha, he alpha males them.
And Maddox and his broken Parisian, his broken French, he says, parlez-vous anglais? I guess that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. I'm just a cowboy. He says... They all stare at Maddox, and Maddox is staring back at them, and he's starting to sweat, and they're not saying anything. And he says, parlez-vous anglais? And they all stare at him. And finally, Maddox thought, you know what? They're being rude by not responding to him,
no.
So he's going to play it cool and lean back and act real cool, act real shit. Maddox leans back against this wall
gold.
Of pegs, and he, just as he's leaning back like this... The kegs are empty, so one of the kegs falls over.
Yeah.
And, my God, it was one of the loudest noises you'd ever heard inside this jazz
club. He just shits on himself.
Very intimate setting, very low ceilings.
He's done it before.
The jazz band stopped playing. It was so loud. Everybody stopped and stared at Maddox, and he was sweating bullets and so embarrassed.
This motherfucker, he left that part out of the story every time he's told it.
Yeah, he just confesses to...
actual shit that's happened.
Yeah, he did it on another one too.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. I have heard this story so many times.
Yeah.
It's a double life hack where he life hacked by renting a room off of Craigslist.
Yeah.
And then he double life hacked by going into that jazz club,
right.
The jazzy jazz club, and sitting there and sitting uncomfortably with the French local people and just staring at them in his version until their will was dominated by his and he was accepted as part of the group.
Yeah.
Like some weird Caesar Milan type
of... I go drinking in Germany, we get invited out to other clubs, special secret bars by Germans. This guy sidles up to the... sidles up to a table who does not want him there and then makes a jackass out of himself by kicking the shit and spilling kegs everywhere, rolling around, the whole band stops. Probably, what a dick.
Asshole. Probably wearing a Garbage Pails kid's shirt.
Yeah.
And like his mom jeans that make him look like he has no dick. Sweating bullets, looking like he just dropped off the Freedom Truck of Peace somewhere and decided to blend in. Look, that's what he looked like right here.
Well,
look
about time for me to start hitting the old dusty trail.
And over to
I think
pick
I'm
up
at the wrong
the
bar.
Well, that's enough jazz for this old cowpoke.
Well, yeah, it only takes so much jazz at my age.
Ooh, ooh. I love when you go diddly dee.
Yeah.
But he started yelling, one of the servers came over and started yelling at him. He says, no, no, no. You know, the way French people do. No, no.
Oh, yeah. Good detail.
He's embarrassed.
Yeah.
Looked back at the table. And finally, one of the girls says, yes, we speak English. Maddox says, hi, I'm from Los Angeles.
He goes, yeah, we thought
I'm just visiting Paris. And I don't have very many friends here. And I'm just looking to make some new friends. So if you guys don't mind, I'd just like to say hello. I said, okay, well, you can sit down with us. And within minutes, they were laughing and having a good time.
Doubt it.
And chatting
oh, they might have been laughing.
Really hitting
not
off.
For the reason he thinks.
Here are those friends Maddox made.
They kept...
These are those friends.
They kept
these
thinking
the,
about...
The very lovely ladies.
You photoshopped
one,
it.
Her name is Elodie. This one's her name is Sophie.
They're still laughing.
What a fucking...
They're like, and then this what? Jackass fucking kicked a keg all over the place. You should have fucking seen it. Wish I had a camera going. It's like, we're like, oh yeah, we gotta take it. He's like their mascot.
He's like a retarded American they took in. Not even a pity fuck, just a pity hello. That's what
a pity pick.
A pity hello. A pity conversation. Oh man, you knocked over a keg at a jazz club. Yeah, we'll talk to you. We'll take a picture so you can show it off on your weird stream 10 years later to people you don't know, like a fucking slideshow from hell.
And I'm blanking on her name because she didn't speak English that well and was a little bit shy, but I remember her being Egyptian.
Who fucking cares?
And there was a guy there too, and the guy's name was Hamza. This guy Hamza? Right here. Hamza. And Maddox
Hamza is
an
Islamic name.
And so they eventually, look at that, Maddox is a little bit chunkier back then, but they all made really
fuck.
Good friends that
he
night.
He could afford food back then.
They invited Maddox to go out to get some crepes with them. They stayed up till 4 in the morning, and several of the ladies, the very lovely ladies, gave him phone numbers, and they wanted to hang out again, but Maddox had to get back to Los Angeles for an improv show. That's true. So he left to tease.
The lease on his
Craigslist
condo had run out.
That's a crazy story. I could go on and on.
All the ladies gave him their phone number.
Yep.
Hope you guys enjoyed it.
When he drinks the cup,
he drank the coffee and
that was a good one.
And he looked like AIDS for a second.
That was a good one.
Oxmat is way better than Banana Docs. Banana Docs sucks.
No, yeah, right. He needs to stick to the classics.
Banana Docs has no philosophy at all. He just squeals. Right. What a fucking jerk.
Yeah,
Oxmat has some real wisdom. Except at the end when he lied.
He tells little better stories, and he has characters in his stories, kind of.
Oxmad?
Yeah, as opposed
just
to just
shitting
like,
on his nephew, Maddox, who is a fucking loser, yeah, and who has been lying about that story for years.
Like someone jizzed on it.
He should do Banana Docs, but actually be mean.
Yeah.
That's that character, you know?
Banana Docs is
mean. If you're
going
to be a banana and be a little jerk, you got to really lay into people and anything.
I stand by what I said about fruit-based humor. I think he's
peaked.
Yeah.
I could sell Banana Docs.
Cowboys are classic.
That's true. Yeah, I bet he's got a caveman character in there.
I would be interested in that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about a pirate?
Well...
What about a construction worker?
Not Let's a pirate because he's always kind of positioned himself as like some kind of internet pirate, he'd be such a bad pirate.
Yeah,
that's
true.
The imitations, like what he thinks, because he won't know anything about being on a ship or anything.
Pirates, guns,
fuck
nothing.
That. No, yeah, it would be. You know what? Do it. That would be the best. That would be the best.
He doesn't know shit about being a cowboy.
Yeah. Right.
He doesn't even know things about his own stories.
Right. Right. And I told my men once more into the deck. that's Banana. That's Banana Docs.
Yeah. Banana Docs should just be a jerk.
Yeah, right.
I cannot believe he has been lying about that story for 10 years.
It's classic.
And I sat down and I was uncomfortable, but I pushed through it. And then they accepted me. No, what happened is you said something dumb. You looked uncomfortable as hell. Then you leaned back into a stack of empty kegs that you knocked on the floor, and that would make a noise. So bad laughing at you.
They're probably there like for decoration, right? Like you stack, you know, like a triangle of, you know, kegs laid on their side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they felt so bad laughing at you that their own guilt made them reach out to you and strike up a conversation with you.
What makes it funny was that the waiter came over and was like, no, no, no. Which makes me think that he gave off some vibe that he thought it was like that he did it on purpose, like it was funny. And the waiter's like, no, you can't do that. No, that's not funny. It's like he didn't think it was an accident. He told him no.
I mean, what do you tell somebody that just knocked over a bunch of kegs? They must not get something.
I mean, you would think it's like,
no.
Oh, yeah, no. He knows he's an asshole. Like he's
probably looking around like someone else did it.
He doesn't think that was okay to do.
What happened? Who did that?
I don't know.
I'm glad we watched these first. You were right.
Let's go with, oh, he's got a carrot too? No, I want to see more Oxmad.
Yeah, those are good because he, yeah. I like Oxmad.
There's an old saying.
Yeah.
Dog. I'm just saying, if there is ever a hat on my cowpoke, it's only if I'm being safe. And I'm never. Rarely. What? You know, I like to say there's an old saying out west and about going raw dog. And sometimes the old cowgirl don't want a raw dog. I go, nah, dog.
I've heard him say that one before.
What?
I do like a good raw dog.
Yeah, he got that from somebody else.
So he says raw dog and she says nah dog?
Yeah, it's a rhyme. That's the joke.
Where did he steal that from?
He said it.
I mean, he doesn't talk like that, so.
No, I don't know if he
doesn't have any sex.
It was on the original.
Why is he coming up with that?
It was on the original. No, he heard it from some. I think he attributed it to a source. It was on the original. It was on The Biggest Problem.
Oh.
And I don't know if it made the final cut or anything, but I distinctly remember the three of us together and him saying that and him thinking that it was funny that like that saying existed, not that he made it up.
I see. Okay. Well, he's taking it now. Tear to my heart.
There were so many 20-ounce snob. You got so many. Thank you very much. Man, you gotta just bring a tear to my heart. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, you know what I mean. I feel I'm very moved. I'm touched.
And you're into my eye.
We got some business to do. Oh, we gotta spin this wheel.
Just one saying. One saying he could get said right.
That, yeah, I don't know that.
I'll give him $100.
I don't know. I've ever heard him say anything an expression right.
No, I don't think so
it's
either.
It's always something just a little weird.
Yeah. You bring a tear to my heart my eyes. That is to say, my eye. Okay. Eating banana docks. Let's try this one. Oh, the Hawksmat is now driving his Conestoga wagon. Conestoga?
Crusader 183 says, would you eat banana docks if you were stranded on a desert with him?
Island, I think.
Banana docks was a hot lady.
He's stranded on a desert with him? Wait, that was somebody's question though, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he can't read. So
it should have been desert island if you were going to say at all.
We know.
Yeah.
It should have been deserted island. So
yeah, I mean, because a desert island. It's probably not in a desert. You know, if it's right.
Let's see if it's on the screen.
Well, because yeah.
Hola. Crusader 183 says, would you eat banana docks if you were stranded on a desert with him?
Stranded on a desert with him.
Banana docks with a hot lady.
I mean, I get, okay, it's...
You know what I mean?
You get what? On a desert island?
Well,
a desert with him?
In a desert. If you were stranded in the desert with him.
But when do you eat things when you're stranded in a desert?
Well, I mean, you want to drink for water. Yeah.
If you were on a deserted island, like in a cartoon, when you look at the thing and they turn into a big sandwich and stuff.
It's always a deserted island, and it's tiny, and there's one palm tree with two coconuts in it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's what it is.
They never eat the coconuts.
I got to hear it again because we missed the actual joke.
I don't think so.
Would you eat banana dogs?
I don't think we missed.
If you were stranded in a desert.
He said, on a desert.
I would bet anything that the chat guy said a deserted island.
Probably.
And he didn't know. Maybe he has never used the word deserted before. Or he's had never come up with the idea of a deserted island, so he didn't internalize it because he can't fucking read.
Hola. Hola.
Crusader 183 says, would you eat banana docks if you were stranded on a desert with him? Only if banana docks was a hot lady. Mm. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, please explain.
You're gonna eat
that's
her out?
So weird. The
eat out a hot lady in a desert?
Stranded.
That's fucking disgusting.
That's no good for anybody. Stranded on a desert with him.
if you were stranded on a desert,
right?
You would eat out a hot lady or eat her.
If banana docks
was a hot lady,
were a hot lady, yeah.
Okay.
Confused again?
I'm in it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't ever stop listening to these fucking things.
Eight Gambit says, do I prefer hoedowns or shindigs? Ooh, that's a good question. I like a little bit of a shindig. And sometimes I like a hoedown. I think I like hoedowns on every other day in the morning and shindigs at night. You know, I like to get into a shindig.
Yeah, what you've done is just made it a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then in the morning, I like to have a hoedown.
Mama. Yeah. No, it's at night you want to have a evening you want to have a hoedown.
Another joke.
I mean,
you've got two jokes in his.
Did he say in the morning?
He's got zero.
No, you don't. The hoe's got to be up and out in the morning.
Again, three jokes.
You want to hoe up.
Unbelievable.
Hoe up and out. Hoe down in the evening.
He's not making the hoe joke at all.
Austin after night of love making. Call that a hoedown.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Hey, the
honcho. Hilarious. That might be all for Oxmed.
Wow.
He takes a mobile. What is this? It takes a mobile telegram?
So I got this mobile telegram machine, and my buddy wants to say hi on the stream. So I'm going to get... Would you guys be okay with him saying hello to everybody, all the kind cowboys and cowgirls in the chat stream? He wants to say a few words. Would you guys be okay with that? Yeah, I think he would.
Can I make a costume change?
Go ahead,
what's going
buddy.
On?
Go ahead and say hi.
Well, hi there, Oxman. I didn't realize you had so many friends.
Oh, that's right, buddy. What do I call you, partner?
Oh, I'm Lorten.
Lorten?
The fuck is that?
Well, the fuck is
there,
this?
Lorten? It's so
is
good to hear from
backwards?
You. Yeah, I got.
I didn't realize you had any Lorten? Friends.
Yeah, I got a lot of friends, Lorten. So why don't you pipe down there a little bit?
Are they real or imaginary?
Pig Latin?
A little both.
A troll?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had a joke for you, buddy.
Okay, let's hear your joke.
What do you call a happy cowboy?
Taylor.
Taylor?
It's Taylor,
I don't
yeah,
know,
right?
Long Ranger? Yeah. What would
your
you
friend
call a happy
Taylor?
Cowboy?
I don't know.
A Jolly Ranger.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Fuck off.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Banana Docs?
Mm-hmm.
Tom sent in some
these
stuff.
Are, these
that
are amazing.
He says it's really funny.
Okay. Yeah, these are, all right, well, we
he's
better.
He's got an anime review that he says.
Now, the last time I heard him go on record...
Carrot Docs. Carrot Docs we haven't seen yet.
Carrot Docs?
Yeah.
Oh
what were
God,
you going to say about going on record?
The last time... I remember him shitting on anime quite a bit because he had come to the conclusion that like they really don't make very good... Like, they're almost none of them is good.
Oh.
So...
I don't know. Maybe beggars can't be choosers. Maybe he needs to court the anime crowd now. Here's Carrot
okay.
Docs. Looks very similar to Banana Docs.
I want carrot cake.
Crazy
I love
about
cake.
Carrot cake. You know who would be? Is my old nephew, Carrot Docs. Oof.
Boy.
I'm Carrot Docs.
Some family.
Ooh. Hey, I'm Carrot Docs.
Oh.
I do like carrot cake. I want to shove it in my mouth.
Dude, this guy got a book deal.
I love carrot cake.
What the?